I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical, a three-minute journey into music's history and characters. The death of J.S. Bach in 1750 has traditionally been regarded as the end of the Baroque period. The well-known classical era of Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven is said to have begun in 1775. So there's a 25-year period of transition. We'll call the music of this transitional period Rococo. And here's why that term is useful. Understand that the word Baroque is actually a derogatory term. It comes from the world of jewelry, where it's used to describe an irregular, oblongish pearl. In music, the Baroque is known for over-ornamentation, something gaudy or irregular. The term Rococo comes from French architecture. It's used to describe a simpler method of decoration, a relaxation of the rules. Even at the time of his death, J.S. Bach's music was considered old-fashioned. The musical tastes of Europe had shifted to simpler styles, singable melodies with supporting accompaniment and regular phrase lengths. In France, this was called the style galant, music which aims to please, as Voltaire described the word. It freed composers like Johann Christian Bach from the confines of counterpoint, allowing for the bel canto instrumental style of Johann David Heineken and the late keyboard sonatas of Domenico Scarlatti. In Germany, this turn towards simplicity was expressed in the music of the infant Sommer Still, the sensitive style. Its champion, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, stated that the goal of all music is to touch the heart and stir the emotions. This is music to make you cry. One of the most striking developments in the music of this transitional period was the emphasis on emotional contrast. The Baroque was focused on the expression of one emotional state at a time. C.P.E. Bach desired to express multiple affects, one after another. Another term used to describe this desire for contrast is Sturm und Drang, storm and stress. The term actually comes from the American theater. This is music to frighten or stun or get a reaction. You can hear it in the operas of Carl Maria von Weber and Meyerbeer, as well as the early works of Joseph Haydn. In the 1770s, Haydn began to take the sensibilities of the infant Sommer Still, Galant, and Sturm und Drang, and unite them with the rigor and contrapuntal techniques of the Baroque. It is this marriage of the mind and the emotions that we call the classical style. Find out more about the Rococo and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.